Hey everyone, this is Sean Yurt-Curran. You've heard me on WYAB on the radio, and you can also catch me on the new Hulu series, Death in the Dorms, Season 2. I just wanted to introduce you all to my law firm, the Yurt-Curran Law Firm. I'm located over in Fondren on Mill Street in Jackson, Mississippi. I've got over 18 years of law practice under my belt, including a decade as a felony prosecutor in Hinds County and at the Mississippi Attorney General's Office. I spent all those years putting bad guys away. Now let me help keep you out. You can call me anytime at 601-906-909. For a consultation, or just if you want to talk about something about your case. I'm committed to helping you navigate the complexities of the legal system, which I know can be difficult and confusing and downright scary at times. Let me help you use my experience to explain the system to you and how it works and how I can best help you. You can call me again at 601-906-9094 to discuss any of this and any of your worries. Trust me to handle your defense where it is going to be my priority and your future will be my focus.
All right, folks, we're back. And it is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. Folks, I'm coming to you live from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Tuesday, and it's going to be an open forum, but we have a special guest. In fact, our hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters, CompleteExteriorsMS.com. There you can go to that website, CompleteExteriorsMS.com, click on contact, and you can set up a time for them to come out and give you an estimate on the replacement of your roof, repairs to your home, the exteriors of your home, gutters, siding, windows, and anything that's on the outside they can take care of. And we have, from Complete Exteriors, Mr. Eddie Coleman. He's in the studios with us, and so we brought the commercial to you live. And we'll be talking with Eddie about an issue that's near and dear to the hearts of not only Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters, but all people out there in the roofing business. Better yet, I guess it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
It really does. It goes into an insurance homeowner consumer.
Folks, this is going to affect your insurance policy on your home, okay? What Mr. Coleman is here to talk about a house bill, about a bill that's before the Senate right now coming out of the House, it seems to be very narrowly focused, but it looks like the only people going to really benefit from this is going to be the insurance industry. And, of course, we have no gripes against the insurance industry, but we want to keep the scales of justice fair to the homeowners and to the people who are out there providing services that homeowner depends on. So with no further ado, let's go to Eddie Coleman from Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Hey, Ed, how do it?
Thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate you letting me on to share my concerns.
Well, you have some legitimate concerns from what I can gather here. Tell us what's going on in your world. First of all, tell us a little bit about Complete Exteriors.
Well, Complete Exteriors, we're based out of Pearl. Mm-hmm. We have offices in Hattiesburg and the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So mm-hmm. pretty much from the central all the way down to the beautiful water, we're able to service anyone for their roofing and gutter needs. Mm-hmm. We work with the customers using their insurance policies mostly in a storm environment or their roof is damaged, they need it replaced, and we work alongside them with their insurance company to get them fixed back up and get their beautiful homes restored.
Wow, that's great. And, folks, they do great work, I might add. And as they say in their commercial, Complete Exteriors, that's who you want on your roof. So we have here in our studios Eddie Coleman from Complete Exteriors. Now, give us the cliff notes on what this bill, what's the bill's number, and what it's about.
Yeah, this is House Bill 1408. Like you said, it's in the Senate right now being looked at and talked mm-hmm. about. You know, the way I read it, I interpret it as this bill is intended to make it illegal for a roofing contractor to negotiate with an insurance company on behalf of the policyholder, the homeowner. This bill kind of places the homeowner at a disadvantage by asking him to negotiate with the insurance company without the knowledge and expertise of, you know, the industry that I'm in. That seems kind of plain and simple. It's kind of reducing the amount paid out of an insurance claim if you're not letting a professional negotiate on your behalf. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me in the wording of the bill. I encourage all our listeners to read it for themselves. A residential roofing contractor shall not represent or negotiate. You know, residential roofing contractor, that's pretty narrow right there.
That's right.
You know, and I feel like, you know, we want to work with everybody, not, you know, pitting people against each other.
when you mentioned about how narrowly focused that sounds, it does sound like that. It sounds like it's actually sound vindictive. And you were telling me who the sponsor of this bill was, and I suggested to you that I would imagine the original sponsor is a representative from right here in Jackson. Given the connections that you told me of the original person who put it in there with the representative who's from Jackson, who's also been in the insurance industry, very sympathetic to him, and nothing wrong with that. But there's something wrong with this bill.
Yeah, I think it just limits. Like a good analogy I would say is if you wreck your car, you take it to the body shop or a mechanic, right? You're relying on their expertise and knowledge and reason you chose them to, because you want your car fixed and made it beautiful again, right?
That's right.
Well, same reason I hope you choose your roofing contractor wisely. You know, you want a good roof. You want your home, your probably biggest investment you'll ever make, restored perfectly, right?
Right.
So you need their expertise to help guide you through the process with your insurance hand in hand so that you come out and are made whole, exactly why you bought that policy. You know, I was an insurance agent for 21 years, so I feel like I have a very unique perspective on this. It's not against an insurance deal at all. I want to work hand in hand from this side or that side just to make sure that the customer, at the end of the day, that's who our concern is. They're made whole. Their home is restored to as beautiful as it was before the storm. And that's what we work hard for every day. So I don't want to be limited in how we can do that. And if my hands are tied here and not able to negotiate or just even converse with the insurance company on behalf of the customer, how can I do that?
Right. Folks, we're talking with Eddie Coleman from Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. He's here on behalf of basically all contractors. If you sit back and think about what they're saying, and matter of fact, I don't even know how this is going to pass legal muster. It's so narrowly focused on one particular aspect of an industry. So you wreck your car, you can't get the benefit of the shop owners. Well, you know, we've seen this before, or in the case of the late John Mosley over there at Capital Body Shop?
Clinton Body Shop.
He was really, really, really fighting for the consumer, trying to make sure that they get treated fairly from both the insurance industry and the repair industry. Now, this is going to – this you could all just basically call this an anti-John Mosley law because they are – it seems like they're just trying to prevent homeowners from getting – because how often do you have a catastrophic repair where your roof or your house burns or something like that? So you're not familiar with all the ins and outs that goes into that.
No, typically the average is you're only going to replace one or two roofs in your entire lifetime.
Right.
So how can you as a consumer be an expert in that field?
Right. Yeah, folks, this is it's in the Senate right now and under the insurance committee there in the Senate. So if you want to contact your senator and let them know this, folks, they're going to screw you. Because how many of you have sat down and read your insurance policy? You have not. So while you're in the midst of tragedy, burned out, you got a baby on your hip, you're standing outside in the cold, and they're telling you, hey, sign this here, take $75 and go to the Bill Will Motel, and we'll call you when we're ready. No. You need to find out what's in the policy. And because in this particular aspect of getting the roof repaired or replaced, they've done it. You know, that's their ballywick. That's their wheelhouse. And so you get the benefit of their years' experience, just as the insurance industry and insurance agents want you to lean on their years of experience.
Absolutely. This should be a partnership. Your agent hopefully sat down with you and talked about your home and your needs and the coverages that you need and how you wanted your home covered. And he sold you a good policy. He did his job. That's what I tried to do for all of my people. And at the same time, when the claim happens, no one wants the claim to happen. We're not sitting around wanting people's homes to be damaged. Mm-hmm. But we didn't create the problem, but we sure would love to help you fix your problem. And rely on our years and other great contractors, rely on their years of expertise and make sure they're licensed, make sure they're bonded and insured. You know, choose wisely. I have a feeling maybe some bad players brought some of this around, okay? Mm-hmm. There's good preachers and there's bad preachers, good doctors and bad doctors. Mm-hmm. Same with contractors.
Right.
But let your contractor and your agent and everybody work together harmoniously so you, the customer, receive the ultimate benefit and taken care of for that policy that you're paying your good hard-earned money for. Let that policy give you all the benefits that it offers. Let a professional like me and many others guide you through that process and make this easy on you. That's what we want to do. We don't want to make it complicated.
Well, if they were, in the case of the good contractor, bad contractor, even if there was a bad contractor in the homeowner's life experience or whatever the case may be, I don't see how that affects the insurance companies that they're just advising them, say, look, you have, what do you call it, those pipes that go on the roof there. You got six of them up there. The insurance company wants to pay for only four. And you don't know one way or the other, but the insurance guy know. Or you got some soft wood up there, and you want to protect them. And, you know, the insurance company said, no, that doesn't need to be replaced. Well, you can't tell the homeowner, you really need to get this done. If not, it's going to be leaking, then they're going to be looking at you saying the roof wasn't
done
right.
Here's a great example I think most people could wrap their minds around.
Okay.
Let's say our grandmother's home, you know, is damaged by a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not able to get up there and climb on the roof and see all the damage or all the things that are on the roof, what kind of shingles she has, what kind of hip and ridge shingles she has, what kind of flashing she has. So she's relying on a professional to get up there, take the pictures, prove to the insurance company, hey, this is the type of materials that are on that roof now to be made whole.
Right.
They need to be replaced with like and kind, right?
That's right.
So that's really what we're talking about. I don't even really understand if that's negotiating or not. Right. That's just more approving what's actually up there and then letting the insurance company do what they do and pay for it and handle it correctly.
So basically, if this bill were to become law, the final project, the final roofing, if you will, that's the case of the roof, will be determined by the insurance company. If they want to go with some cheaper 10-year shingles, you really don't have any say-so.
Well, again, by the law, the way it reads, and I encourage, again, listeners to read it for themselves, that's basically what it says. It ties my hands, and we cannot negotiate on behalf of the insured. The insurer will have to fight that battle all on their own. So it limits the value that I can add to the process for them. So really, I'm just an installer at that point.
Folks, this is taking out one of the protections that you would have. And as Eddie pointed out that there are some good contractors, bad contractors out there. But that can be dealt with without this particular law. But this affects everybody because either this law is going to be too narrowly focused or it's going to apply to everybody in any situation dealing with insurance or any third party.
There's also provisions in there. Again, I encourage you to read it, talking about the deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, most people have seen deductibles seem to be going up.
Right.
I would look into that as well.
Right. One of the things that they're talking about, that the deductible cannot be waived. Nobody can waive the deductible. Okay, well, first of all, to me, they're getting real deep into a private contract. Now, they've got their contract with the insurance company. They never said, you know, you agreed to the terms. Now, they want to come back secondarily and say, we're going to get the legislature to say that we're going to take away some of the advantages that you might have to get a good job done on your particular project. I just think this is overreach. Folks, I believe from the basement of my heart, I believe time is going to bear me witness. This bill is being sponsored by a local representative in here in Jackson who's been in there about 4 years, who came out of the insurance industry, and he got one of the Black Caucus members to put this bill forward who's a lawyer. And I don't know if she's a lawyer for the insurance industry or for the lobbyists or whoever, but this bill stinks. The governor needs to veto this if it makes it to his desk. We're talking with Eddie Coleman. He is in the roofing industry. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter, you heard their ads here, and they were so concerned that they said, you know, if we could come on and just kind of let people know how this is going to impact it. And, folks, you may not even think about it until you have a claim. And when you come to find out, hey, I don't know about this here. You know, my spouse has died, and I'm the only one to handle all these affairs. I depend on the good people over at Complete Exteriors to handle this thing. They have how many years y'all been around?
Almost 20 now.
20 years experience, so they know a little bit about things. And so the people who would be cutting a check to make you whole get to determine the quality of work, who you get to talk to for the work. Basically, they'll be the ones hiring the contractor.
It seems that way. The consumers, I just don't believe the consumers shouldn't be asked to be an expert on their own roof replacement.
That's right.
How is that right?
Right. Yeah. This is, I have raised eyebrows about this bill. I didn't even know this had been put into the hopper out there. And it looks like the lobbyists has put a lot of money behind it because it's over in the Senate right now. Is so they either have to accept it as whole from the House or it's going to be modified and it goes for reconciliation, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
So they got a few more steps in the process. It probably needs to die in committee. I don't even see how this could be rehabilitated in any form or fashion. It just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't to me either. And I'd encourage, again, the listeners, please call your representative senator. Be a part of the process. That's in America. Look, that's what we need to do. Participate in the process. And I think we don't do enough of that these days.
We're going to take a break. If you got a question, comment, add your nickels and dimes to the marketplace of ideals. Now that number is 879-0002, brought to you by Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back in. It is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. And Ed Coleman's in the studios with us. Before we get back to Ed, want to remind you, our good friends over at Cork and Door. For 50 years, folks, they've been providing garage door service and replacement and repair for the Central Mississippi area. And they can do a good job for you. One of the things that they do that's so unique it was brought to my attention. Folks, garage door can add so much value to your home. Matter of fact, I saw a corking door that they had installed. Where was it at? It was up in North Jackson. And it had all the glass panels on one side, which that's what caught my eye. Because normally you either have them at the top or at the bottom or whatever. They had them all on one side, up and down. And it made the whole house stand out. That's what corking door can do for you. To give you those ideals that add a little bit curb appeal, a little flavor as the young folks make that house pop. So give them a call. That's Cork and Door, 922-3667 or online, CORKERN door.com, CorkandDoor.com. And they also have commercial doors, Clopay and Liftmaster. So check it out today. And when you're going to get that garage door replaced or new construction, having one added, don't forget. That could add value to your home, could be the selling point, and also get an insulated door so you can do work year-round in your garage. All information you can get from Cork and Door, corkanddoor.com. All right, with no further ado, somebody on the line? We got a caller on the line. Hey, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
My name's Mark. I've experienced some problem with trying to get coverage on my home.
Uh-huh.
And I've been turned down four times because they say my roof is 5 years, it's older than 5 years old. And and it's not 7 years old. And plus my homeowner's insurance are going up over $700 the past 2 years.
So they said,
go ahead. Now they're telling me, they're going to, like this man, like y'all talking about here,
mm-hmm.
So I can't bring my insurance, my roofer in here and let him negotiate my insurance. I don't understand that.
Well, now you say they're saying the roof is too old or is only 5 years old, or what are they saying?
Well, what it is, my roof is 7 years old. It's got
mm-hmm.
It's a 30-year roof. And I've been quoted. I've had four different quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked four different companies to insure my home. And they won't insure my home because my roof is over 5 years old.
Mm.
And that's a fact.
That's new to me.
I've heard of that.
I'm going up over $700 on my homeowners, and that's the case with everybody I call.
Huh.
You know, your homeowners is about, going up from $1,100 to
$1,750. Huh, if any of the listeners out there can weigh in on that, we'd like to hear that. Eddie, your thoughts, any comments?
Yes, sir. I feel this gentleman's pain, and I have heard of these new changes coming up. Again, like I said, deductibles are kind of going up and different requirements. And, look, I can promise you there are some good insurance agents and good companies out there that can take care of you, sir, so keep looking. But at the same time, this leads down that road. I mean, this leads down the road of, and if let's just think about it logically, okay, we're taking things away, our deductibles are going up, requirements are getting stronger. Mm-hmm. Now we can't, trying to get to where we can't negotiate on behalf. Who does that benefit? Just a question. Throw it out there like that.
Wow.
Okay. Well, like I said, I was just wondering if you knew anything about the, you know, about why these insurance companies won't cover a home that's got a roof over five, you know, over 5 years old.
I mean, so you were trying to get a new policy, and
I've got.
And so the new company.
The reason I got these quotes because my homeowner went up so much mm-hmm. in a period of 2 years. And I was trying to get some more get quotes. And every quote I got, they rejected me because my roof was over 5 years old. Anything over 5 years old, they won't cover me.
Hmm.
And my roof is number seven.
Hmm.
Well, there are people out there that will cover you on that. So keep looking. I don't want to throw any names out over there, but I promise you, I know there are good insurance agents and companies
out there.
Well,
what he'll do... if you want to, we'll put you on hold. You can leave your number, and you guys can talk afterwards, okay?
Okay, that'd be good.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you very much.
All right. We got another call. We have Hunter on the line, and then you can get his number one. Hey, Hunter.
Hey.
You on the air?
Hello, Mr. Mark.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Mark.
Hunter.
Hi, ma'am.
Yeah. Hey, turn your radio down.
Something like the last fella.
Yeah, I wanted to get your number.
Turn your radio down mm-hmm. and just start speaking.
Yeah, I turned down. Okay. So, the same situation, kind of like the last guy. When we bought our house, the roof is 20 years old, but it's a metal roof.
Uh-huh.
You know, the metal roofs are good for 50 years. But he was saying we tried every insurance company you could try, and every one of them turned us down. And finally, Travelers was the only one that would even give us a chance.
Wow. Well, what were they saying about the metal roof?
They just said it was too old. And I was like, I mean, metal roofs are known to be good for 50 years. And they're like, yeah, but it's too old and we can't give you insurance whatsoever.
I did not know that. Well, the roof might be good for 50 years. I don't think the screws are what I've been hearing, but I don't know. You know. But anyway, that's interesting. And any listeners out there can address Hunter, got any comments for him. And Hunter, we'll take your number too, and then Eddie can talk with you off the air. But listen, we appreciate your call. We'll see what we can get going on that, okay?
All right. Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Hold on, buddy. Just hold on to the line. Hold on the line. All right. What's your thoughts on what you've been hearing?
Well, it's things I've heard. I still have a lot of friends at the insurance side of the world, mm-hmm. and you know, work closely with them every day. Some of my best friends are still from over there, and
right.
I don't want to make any kind of enemies right. on both sides, but. Regulations and things are tightening up. I mean, look, a gallon of milk costs more today than it did ever, right? We need Trump back, right?
Precisely.
But it's just, it's a fact. And so I understand that cost of everything. And for us, we had shingle price increases over 3 times last year. So, yes, of course, that price and that money gets passed down to the consumer, and the insurance does pay out more in claims because the prices of things and labor is more expensive.
We can all understand the numbers, yeah.
That's right. It's the world we live in. But and again, back to this House Bill 1408, how does this help the consumer, right? What is this shielding the consumer from? What is this? How does this protect them? I just don't see it.
I'm puzzled also. It seems so punitive on its face. Maybe they can explain it to me better, but just on first blush, you're telling me, and that's one of the whole things, you know, when people talk about, say, union shop and non-union shop, I have no problems with what unions do, but who protects me from the union?
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thing. Wait a minute now. Okay, you thinking the guy that I work for is is questionable, maybe we shouldn't trust him, but how can I trust you? You're telling me I sign up to allow you to represent me, but I don't have any recourse against you? Now, that don't sound good either.
And I think what this could lead to, and I'm not trying to speculate on things, but just what we've seen and happen in other parts of the United States.
Right.
Florida is an example. This seems like it would make the use of public adjusters which again, it's an expense to the consumer to have to fight and argue and negotiate on behalf of them. So it's a hired person they would probably have to bring in to do that. And then that complicates things. And that's, again, more expense. And that doesn't lead to cheaper of anything any which way, because those people are paid a commission as well. So I, again, I just don't see
how this helps. So in other words, the industry, the insurance industry has their adjuster to come up with a number or a way things could be done, should be done, can be done by the virtue of the contract, et cetera, but you can't. That's not going to work.
No, I don't think so.
That's not going to work. To you consumers out there, just keep your head on swivel. This is, again, everybody, and you know, for the most part, we love our politicians, but folks, it's a brothel down there. I mean, it's a coin-operated brothel. You keep dropping coins in there, you get any kind of action you want. Even laboratory rats walk wide of the state capitol when it's in session because of the activities that go on down there. It's just, but you just need to understand that you're going to have to get involved. Call your senator. At this point, I guess it's in the committee that handles insurance and over there in the Senate. But this is not good. I mean, if somebody could come on there, if you want to come on the air and explain to it why it's a good bill, why it should be done, you're welcome to come in here. I just can't see it. I don't see it at this point.
I would welcome the discussion. I'd love to know myself.
Well, our number is 601-879-0002 is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters, CompleteExteriorsMS.com. We'll be right back. All right, we got a few more minutes here with Mr. Ed Coleman. For anybody who's got comments, questions, or concerns with what we're talking about here, there's a bill in the Senate, made it out of the House, in which the, let's just in a nutshell, you will not, you know, you hear roofers saying, okay, we can negotiate with your insurance company for you, negotiate the process for you, because actually that's what you're doing. You just, people don't know what the process is on something like that. And that's what you're, and they're saying that that no longer can be the case. You have to figure it out yourself. You're at a disadvantage. You got a company that does, that's all they do, is replace roofs all day long, deal with people who've had tragedies with their properties, et cetera. So they have the upper hand. You may deal with it once in a lifetime. And so they're telling you that the people who would be able to help you, because they also do it every day, those are the people who install roof gutters and things like that, rebuild houses, et cetera. They're saying that basically they can't give you that advice. And I don't know, seems like they would put in there, there's a penalty at some point for them offering you that advice. It's almost like, you know, you're a lawyer giving advice or something.
Well, I'm sure it would change if this were to pass. But what's funny is on the cover sheet of almost every set of claims paperwork for every company, Farm Bureau, Shelter, whoever, it states on almost every one of them to review this and review it with your contractor of choice. And if there's any questions or concerns, contact us and we'll talk about it. So the insurance company themselves says on the paperwork to do that, but this law says I can't do that if it were to pass. So even the insurance company on there, you know, in that thinking says it. Now, again, if this were to pass, I have a feeling that'll change something.
Yeah, well, that raises the intent of the authors of this bill. I mean, that really raises some eyebrows. If the insurance company itself has been acknowledging this all down through the years, that the consumer has a right to seek the counsel of those who, whoever.
Well, they encourage it. It's in their letterhead.
Now all of a sudden they don't want to encourage that. That sounds very, very parochial. There's a lot of self-interest in that. Wow, come on, guys. We're just asking for a level playing field. So all the widows, I mean, the secretary, not the secretary of state, which one of the officers that protects the attorney general, protects the elders from abuse and stuff like this. This is going to have your office down there buzzing. You're going to have to expand the number of lawyers you have down there, because there's no way people can get treated fairly when you got an opportunity for graft and corruption. If they don't want to pay that elderly person, or that person who's not used to doing this, doesn't have the wherewithal to sit down and write letters and navigate the process while your house is sitting there open from the rain and the elements and everything, and they've got you over a bail, sign or just lose everything, mold, mildew. Oh, this is a mess.
It could be, but I think we've caught it soon enough, and with your help and the help of others, and there's a lot of the good contractors out there that are working hard right now, calling their representatives and senators. I think we can get this stopped. I think it makes common sense to get this stopped.
Wow. I don't know if Bill Cheney even comments on legislation until after it's passed or whatever. I don't know what that insurance office does. Bill has always seemed, pretty even-handed as far as I was concerned. He wasn't necessarily to John, but, of course, him and John had their own issues. He was a candidate. I mean, he was an opponent at that point.
That's right.
But at the end of the day, Bill is pretty straight shooter over there, which is asking for – come on. Our lives don't need to be complicated. You know the way I liken this to back when the COVID thing where you couldn't get into any government buildings, there was nobody you could talk to if they didn't want to pick up the phone. It's almost like getting put in Facebook jail. There's nobody you can appeal to. You just stuck like Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just putting the consumers in a very untenable position. And then so what if the industry start getting a stable of roofers that they would recommend because they're, doing something special for them. And they're shortchanging you because they've got their own stable of roofers.
Well, what extra value can a good roofer with a good staff that understands this and studies it every day? The best part is the insurance company sets the price. We use the exact same estimating software that the insurance company uses. It's a third party that does it called Xactimate or Simbility. And that sets the price for how many, what it costs per square, if a roof is steep, what the price of shingles, pipe boots. That is all set with the insurance. So it's not even like the contractor is changing the price or setting a crazy price. No, we're just saying there's six pipe boots on the roof instead of four, or the roof is actually 52 squares. It's not 49 like on your paperwork.
Right.
We're going to install all 52. We're not going to leave three squares off. We just like to kind of be paid for the three that we install. I don't think that's asking too much or being hard negotiations or anything like that. Look, I have no doubt there's some bad players that do some crazy stuff. I can't say that that's not happening. I just don't think we need a law to stop two or three guys.
Right.
When the industry
of course, I'm not in the industry, but based on what you're explaining here and my limited understanding of housing, et cetera, I don't even see how this stops the bad actors who would be bad contractors. So they negotiate with the insurance company in bad faith to the consumer, the homeowner. Well, this is what this bill opens that up to, where the insurance industry will have just a wider smorgasbord of bad actors they can choose from.
Yeah, and a great insurance adjuster, which, again, there are so many of them, they're going to see a bad contractor. They're going to see someone, and they're in the negotiations, there's no reason they have to agree with what we say. If they don't believe it's 52 and they can prove it's not 52 squares,
you're going to go by the numbers.
Yeah, nobody's forcing them to
right
now. So, again, why do we need a law saying I can't even have that conversation versus if I try to, I'm going to slip one in on them, I'm going to say it's 55, and they're lazy and they won't catch me.
Right.
Has that ever happened in the past? Probably.
Right.
Do we need a law about it? I don't think so.
Well, I've often said this, particularly in relation to your commercial that I read live, and I had to learn the hard way. If a roofer tells you that you got soft wood up there, replace it. You're not saving yourself any money because you're looking up from the ground. It looks okay to me. Well, you get up there and bounce on it like it's a trampoline if you were up there on top of it. And I didn't replace a piece of soft wood, and I was thinking that the air vent where the roof is air, the air gets into, circulates through the roof. I thought the water was coming in through there, and it turned out it was on that soft piece of wood where the nails just overdrove, and it left a place for the water to get in. This is why you need the benefit of those years' experience of a roofer who's done it one or two times.
That's right.
So there is – basically, it's just everybody keeping everybody honest.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking over each other's shoulders. As you said, they've got tools out there to tell you exactly how many squares will be needed on that roof. You might be off a shingle or two, but you're not going to be off four or five square.
Nope.
So, again, if you don't have the benefit of that, all you have to do is – all you have is to be able to depend on the person who's going to be cutting the check. Well, yeah, no, man, I done cut 10 checks today. I don't want to cut this 11 check, certainly not for this amount. And then you're the guy who gets the green weenie, and we don't want that.
No, and again, if you've got this side for it and this side for the consumer, both sides are trying to work hard to do what's right for that consumer, ultimately that consumer wins.
Everybody.
If you limit that, then I only see that it's going to negatively impact the consumer.
And what House bill number? What's the bill number on this?
House Bill 1408.
1408, sponsored by Ms. Turner out of Columbus, Mississippi, up there, I believe.
Yep.
And we just want you guys to keep your head on swivel. Everywhere we turn, we're losing our rights and bears heirs. People have learned that they can basically just game the system by paying. You know, they could go over to the casino and see one of their favorite senators or legislators over there and just leave a couple of $5 coins where they're sitting at and walk off. The senator, the representative know what that means. So, again, you don't have the benefit of that. If you don't stop it now, these type of things will continue to happen. Not to say that that happened in this case, but let's just say the whole lobbying effort is there for a reason, and it could cut against you as it would be in this case. And this is going to eventually, once they get away with it in the housing industry, and I don't know why just residential, it's going to be against car insurance. It's going to be against all the other insurances that you get. You cannot negotiate with anybody. You can't get advice from anybody other than us. And we're selling you the policy. No, that shouldn't be the case. Folks, we've been talking with Ed Coleman from Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters, and they can help you out. Give them a call, 601-326-2755. Someone will answer that call fast, quick, and in a hurry. If you need that first, second, or third estimate, they can get it for you. Or you can schedule your own appointment. Go to CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Click on Contact Us, and someone will contact you. We'll be right back. A few minutes of the first hour of the Q-Wade Show, we have Mr. Eddie Coleman from Complete Exteriors. What's that? Roofing and gutters, residential and commercial. They're located from Pearl all the way down to the Gulf Coast. Basically, you got the, what is it, the southeast quadrant covered.
We'll be in North Mississippi before you know it.
Is that right?
We got plans to head that way.
All right. Well, that's good. Growth is a good thing. And again, folks, this is about the consumer, in my estimation. There's no reason to give the person who's cutting the check that much power over the entire process. And you already have not read your insurance policy, so you don't know what's in it. You're standing out there, your roof is open, it's raining in there, you're looking at mold, you're looking at everything else, and you're under the gun because you don't have good information. And they're basically, there's going to have to be a penalty in here if they're writing this law. They're not just doing this, hey, it would be a good idea. This is not the initial seatbelt law. You know, it started out as, you know, no fines, and now they'll put your kids in jail for not having the seatbelt on. Everybody goes to jail. So
that's right. Read the fine print. Check it out for yourself. Make your own opinion.
And also call Complete Exteriors, 326-2755. Now, is there any other pearls of wisdom inside baseball you want to tell us about this bill or the industry or any shout-outs you want to give?
I just encourage people to, you know, we are a friend of insurance. I don't want to ever come off like we're negative against them. Get a good insurance agent. Pick a good company, just like your contractor. Pick a good contractor. Check them out. Make sure their Google reviews are there. They're licensed. They're bonded. They've done some roofs. We have a whole lot of roofers that just got into roofing last year, and they'll put a 50-year or 10-year workmanship warranty. They hadn't been in business but 1 year, so how's that going to work out? But, hey, check your people out. You know, something big for us is we love supporting our community.
Mm-hmm.
So this weekend coming up, Touch a Truck is at the Pearl, at the Trustmark Park in Pearl,
right.
I think put on by the Jackson Junior League. We're going to have this thing out there called an Equipter.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a transformer. It's used to get shingles and materials and debris from the house and down. It's a really cool piece of machinery. I think kids are going to love it. And then also this weekend, we're going to be at a Hub Fest in Hattiesburg,
right,
participating in that. So we love being out in the community. And if you're out there and you see us, please come up and say something to us. And, hey, we'll talk more about this if you want to.
Awesome. Folks, that's this weekend at Trustmark Park. Take the kids out there, and they get to climb on top of all these different types of truck. You know, kids' imagination, eyes get big and wide. This is an opportunity to have time with your grands and your kids. It's just a good weekend to do that, and we want to congratulate you guys for supporting that effort.
Yeah, we love to. Anything we can do in the community, we absolutely love to jump in with both feet.
Their number is 326-2755. That's area code 601. Complete Exteriors, Roofing, and Gutters. Tell us now, you guys do roof, gutters, siding. That's your mainstay.
That's right. Roofing and gutters, number one. That's what we do every day. And look, if you do something every day, you should be good at it, right? And we try to stay specialized in those areas. We do siding when it's associated with the roofing, behind flashings, different things like that, or flashings behind them. So we kind of stay in that zone. We want to do what we do every day and do it well. And that's it. Roofing and gutters is what we do.
All right. And somebody, Bobcat, sent me a note that the currency of the day at the state capitol is not casino coins. It's body shots off naked waitresses.
Oh, goodness.
According to Clay and Sean in the mornings here at WYAB. All right, Brother Coleman, we appreciate you coming in. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, I want to remind you, first of all, thanks for Mr. Coleman for coming in from Complete Exteriors. That is an eye-opening bill, folks. I'm subject to correction, but I just can't see how this benefits the consumer. This is a power play on one party to a contract using their legislative lobbying heft to screw over their clients. Anyway, we'll see how it shakes out, but just keep your head on swivel. The green weenie is out there lurking in the shadows. Also, folks, I want to remind you, our good friends over at Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery in Clinton continues its tax-free savings there at Lewis Furniture Store. Stop by there, Clinton's only furniture store located on Highway 80 right next to Nukes. They'll be open to 6 this evening, 6 tomorrow evening, and 4 on Saturdays. Well, 6 every day of the week, and on Saturdays they're open till 4. And financing is available on every item, whether it's 0% financing, in-house financing. Folks, they can make it work for you. You will not leave with the items of your heart's desire in your possession. So stop by Lewis Furniture Store. There you'll find those items that you won't find at the big box stores, those unique items, those unique colors, patterns. Folks, and if you're looking for mattresses, their mattress gallery is second to none. And I commend you. That's where I bought my mattress from, and I am pleased, and you will be also. So check out the offerings from people who really care. Clinton's Only Furniture Store. The tax savings are still available at Lewis Furniture and Mattress Gallery. All right, folks, it is an open forum, and as you know, the Goon Squad members are being sentenced today. I think one was sentenced this morning. Somebody's got sentenced this afternoon. Let's see here. Kingfish was down there. Let's see what he is. He has posted on JackSandJambalaya.com. And I got a call from Thomas. Where the white girls at, Thomas? I think Thomas may be at his rich uncle, the state, in a confined quarter. You know, they get a lot of cell phones in these jails now. Not to say that Thomas is in jail, but you see him on the street. Because we know he is an upstanding individual who does no wrong unless he's caught. All right, so let's see what Kingfish Hair has. U.S. District Judge Thomas Lee sentenced Jeffrey Middleton to serve 210 months in federal penitentiary. for, okay, that's just a blurb at this point. All right, so I guess it's still going on down there. Then the guy this morning got 20 years. Then he still got state time. He's got 20 years to do after he does his state time. One thing we can say, it's not racism because they were doing it to white people too. Freaky, deaky stuff. So they are off the street. Now, remember what I told you, that were I to become mayor, that officers would not be penalized for turning their cameras on and off. I mean that. But now, like in the case of these officers, they're going to do the stupid stuff and get caught. No, don't be crying about the time you get now. Now, this officer that got the 20 years this morning, from what I read in the news article by Anthony Warren, this guy's going to have a tough go of it if they put him in the hard, if he's in a maximum security prison maximum security prison in the feds, he's going to have a hard time. Medium, he could still have some bad days. But now on his state charges, he's going to have some hard time. Because not only is he a police officer in jail, he's a police officer who seems to have some peculiar fetishes. Okay? On a sexual plane. But, you know, Kingfish is going to be talking about all that in his article. But from what I could read, he's not going to fare well. Because if you're going to abuse someone who you have in custody and, you know, dry hump them or whatever the heck they were doing, you're going to have a hard, how many years you got in state, you're going to have a hard time. But again, now don't get me wrong. The actions that they engaged in, they're worthy of this jail time. However, let me just say this here. All the bad guys out there, they get away with a lot of stuff too. That's why I'm saying, you know what? If you got to crack some eggs to make some omelets, I understand. And, you know, you ain't forever on my S list if you have to do it. I just say give me plausible deniability. Because the bad guys, there's just so many stories like this. You know, I told you the story a couple weeks ago about the lady over in Birmingham that was assaulted by 8 Biden voters over a 24-hour period, beaten, raped, kidnapped, and then shot in the back of the head. It's alleged that she was all part of a ring that they were operating doing Democrat stuff, you know, just criminal activity, just general mayhem. You know how they roll. They cloak themselves in evil and then want everybody else to feel sorry for them. But anyway, they didn't need to do the girl like that. But again, then in Memphis, a young woman getting off work 4 in the morning, I guess she was a nurse or something, I don't know, going into her door, opening her door, and she was, her house was raked with gunfire by, again, Biden supporters. Known criminal. Folks, if it's criminal activity like that, it's a damn Democrat. Oh, yes, sir. They keep trying to tell you about racism and nationalism. And matter of fact, let me get you. I want to play this here. Oh, I'm glad I just thought that. I forgot I had a guest today, so I didn't get it up for my producer to have ready, but I got it now here, homie. This is from Jason Whitlock. Woo-wee! Man, here it is. See if you can find this on YouTube with the Jason Whitlock there. And we'll play a few minutes of that. But the bottom line with the Goon Squad, they are getting what they deserve. Go, you said it, I think, just in case you need it. They're getting what they deserve. Again, but now I'm all for us having a good counterbalance to all this madness out here on the streets. I'm all for affording people their constitutional rights. I have no problems with that. But now when they get dirty, when they go low, we're going to go low. But we're going to do it out of camera range. So, but now, if you get caught doing it, okay, you got to pay the price. Well, you were condoning that. No. I wanted to give officers complete control over their precincts and how it's ran. We don't need to be riding herd over them. If an officer go weeks and weeks without arresting anyone, but crime is down in their precinct, nod, nod, wink, wink, we good. Okay? Because these people are running them. For those of you who don't understand, and you're saying, Kim, I can't believe you're saying this, if I may humbly suggest to you that you keep your eyeball out on something that I'm getting ready to tell you, that in fact you can write in blood that it's going to happen. It is not by happenstance that they are allowing all these George Soros people to involve themselves. Were you able to find it? Okay. You got it ready?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play this Jason Whitlock a clip, I'll tell you about the future of the black community that they ain't gonna want to hear, but it's coming regardless. But let's take a break. When we come back, Jason Whitlock is who you'll be hearing. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Tuesday. Folks, this is something I've been wanting to play for a couple of days now, and it came out during the Fannie Willis, when the judge issued his order, and Jason Whitlock, folks, and he's saying what I've been saying all the time. Just listen. This is Jason Whitlock. We need to credit this to Jason Whitlock, and we're playing it for educational and purposes. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
Fannie Willis is going to be allowed to continue her desperate pursuit of Donald Trump. Judge Scott McAfee has kept her on the case or allowed her the opportunity to stay on the case. I'm not real pleased with it, and I'm going to explain to you how this all connects to black Democrats being the most racist people in America. Welcome to Fearless with Jason Whitlock. I'm Jason Whitlock, your host. Happy Friday. Thanks for making it through the week with us. Awesome show planned for you today. Start pounding that like and subscription button if you're watching over YouTube. If you're listening over Apple, hit that 5-star rating. Help us fight the algorithms. This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Good Ranchers. Fall in love with beef, chicken, seafood all over again by subscribing at goodranchers.com. Use my promo code Fearless to get a free $119 heritage ham plus $25 off any box with your subscription. Shamika Michelle is going to join me today as we discuss Fannie Willis. I may also sneak in a question with Shamika about my interview yesterday. I want her thoughts. My interview yesterday with Pearl Davis. We'll sneak that in at the end. At the close of the show, I'm going to address a couple of issues in the sports world, including Aaron Donald retiring. So stay tuned for all of that. I want to remind you the best thing you can do to support this show is go to blazetv.com/fearless. Use the promo code fearless and you can save $20 on your yearly subscription. That's blazetv.com/fearless. Save $20 on your yearly subscription. It's the best and most effective thing you can do to support Fearless, this show. All right, let's get to today's fire starter. As expected, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee granted District Attorney Fannie Willis permission to continue her racial hoax against Donald Trump. McAfee ruled Friday morning that Willis's affair with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was not a significant enough indiscretion to disqualify her from prosecuting Donald Trump. McAfee gave Willis the option of removing herself or removing Wade from the Atlanta pursuit of Trump. Willis, of course, will remove Wade and soldier on in the far-fetched RICO case she's brought against Trump and 13 co-conspirators. McAfee's ruling is not surprising. It is, however, disappointing. During a two-week hearing arranged to assess the impropriety of Willis's personal and financial relationship with Wade, Willis revealed herself to be an incompetent clown. She took the witness stand and presented herself as a combination of rapper Sexy Red and actor Jussie Smollett. Georgia taxpayers paid Wade $650,000 for his work on the Trump case, which won't go to trial until August. Willis claims she reimbursed Wade thousands of dollars for lavish vacations with cash she kept around her house. On the witness stand, she talked in the vernacular of a drug dealer. If a friend says I owe them a G, I give them $1,000. She insinuated that a medical condition inhibited Wade's private part from working while simultaneously stating she would never emasculate a black man. The Washington Post labeled Willis's testimony awkward. Nah, her testimony was outrageous and embarrassing. It should have been disqualifying. But America loves its racial hoaxes, especially when they destroy the right target. Trump and his supporters are the right target for a racial hoax. Willis's prosecution of the former president for alleged election interference is predicated on racial animus. The entire prosecution is pinned on the hope that a predominantly black and Democratic Party jury pool will convict Trump and his allies out of racial and political solidarity. It's the exact same recipe that has convicted a string of January 6th trespassers of serious felonies. Atlanta, Willis's stomping grounds, has similar racial and political demographics as Washington, D.C. The city sentencing January 6 attendees to long stretches of prison time. No one believes Trump and his cohorts committed election interference, let alone a level of interference that justifies criminal charges. Asking a political ally to find votes is standard operating procedure in American politics. Complaining that the winning side in a close race stole votes is standard procedure as well. Willis's prosecution solely depends on anti-white racism and political bias. Come on, let's think this through. American justice is based on the premise that justice is blind. The Lady Justice statues found inside and around American courthouses wear blindfolds. A sworn officer of the court, Fannie Willis, stated on the witness stand, "I would never emasculate a black man." She repeated it and said it with defiance. Let's watch for ourselves.
I appreciate that you want to say something, but I'm interested in, did you have contacts with Mr. Wade in 2020? And your answer so far has been yes, correct?
Very limited contact because Mr. Wade had a form of cancer. It makes your allegations somewhat ridiculous.
I do appreciate the characterization.
I'm not going to emasculate a black man, but I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not going to emasculate a black man. Did you understand that?
Anyone with $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans may qualify for help from National Debt Relief. Minimum payments could...
Imagine a white sworn officer of the court stating, "I would never emasculate a white man." That person would be considered a bigot and disqualified from prosecuting black people. The prosecution of Trump in Atlanta is a racial lynching led by a racist. Judge McAfee was too afraid to put a stop to it because he knows that anti-white racism is popular in Atlanta. Black Democrats are the most racist people in America. Yes, I said it, and I meant it. That's my fire starter. I said it, and I mean it. The most racist people in America are black Democrats. I'm sorry for having to have to say that truth, but there's just no question about it. This isn't some sort of deranged defense of Donald Trump. This woman said on the stand in a court in front of witnesses, and the lawyer that asked the question that prompted her response, he was so taken aback. He was like, "What? Say that again?" And she said it again. I just want you to think about it. If a white lawyer, district attorney, prosecutor, anything, said, "I will not emasculate any white man," we would automatically hear that and go, "But she'd be very comfortable emasculating a black man or he would be comfortably emasculating a black man. And so Fannie Willis said in court, oh, I definitely emasculate some white people. That's what she said. That's the normal, obvious interpretation of her comments. Yep. And that mentality is pervasive throughout Atlanta. And the reason I connected it to what's going on in Washington, D.C., and how the criminal justice system and racial animus are being weaponized to destroy people that one political group does not like. You go to these major cities, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., that are predominantly black, and you string up the people you don't like. That is January 6th and why people are getting these long prison sentences. You couldn't do that in South Dakota. You couldn't do that in a bunch of other cities around the country. But you can do it in Washington, D.C., because everybody there is a government employee. Everybody there virtually is a hardcore Democrat. And everybody there is virtually black. And so you get an all-black, all-Democrat jury, and you bring people in on January 6th who trespassed, who did virtually nothing, trespassed. And people are comfortable. Yeah. Let's pretend like it was an insurrection, a gunless insurrection. Let's go along with that. And let's put people away for 10 years, for 5 years, for trespassing in the people's house. This all stuff, this is calculated. This is strategic. And so Fannie Willis in Atlanta pretending like, oh, Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, this is a RICO case. This is the crime of the century. They complained about the election results and they made a phone call asking someone to find votes. Let's put them in prison. The only place this could fly, there's only a handful of places where this could fly. Atlanta and D.C. are at the top of that list. And so because Georgia is a jump ball state, they're doing this in Georgia, and they're leaving Fannie Willis in place because she's a mad, angry, black Democrat woman. She'll do this. She has no problem putting people or trying to put people in jail for doing absolutely nothing at the behest of her Democratic Party puppet masters. This is racism. And we keep having this conversation, or people keep, oh, black people can't be racist. Are you not looking at what's going on? It's the exact same thing, and this is why I keep saying, like, hey, these guys, they don't want to end racism. They just want to benefit from it. And that's what the last 15, 20, 30 years have been about. As it relates to the entire culture in terms of like, oh, man, I don't like minstrel shows, but I sure love it when these black rappers tat themselves up and act like a little minstrel show and put on little minstrel shows and denigrate our women and denigrate themselves and portray themselves as the most ignorant, violent people on the planet. Oh, God, I couldn't stand it when white people did it. But now that we get to put on blackface, now that we get to put on the minstrel show, and now that we get the checks for putting on the minstrel show, we're all good with it. This is great. Hip hop is great. It's black culture. We don't want to end racism. We want to benefit from it. It's we like racism.
Hello.
We're overdosing on it. We're all sitting back. And people, I've had many people say, man, Whitlock's changed. And Whitlock used to didn't say things like this. Or he would call out racism on both sides or unfairness on both sides. And I would. But now it's so overwhelmingly one-sided
because the system punishes anti-black racism. The system does not punish anti-white racism. It rewards it. And so that's why I keep circling back to this topic and pointing it out as I see it. I've been against unfairness from the beginning of my journalism career all the way through. The unfairness at this point is so one-sided, and there's so little done about a particular form of unfairness, and there's so much reward for a particular version of unfairness that I have to speak out about it. I have to be consistent. And we have to accept black Democrats are the most racist people in America. They're very comfortable stringing up people unfairly. This woman went into court and bragged about, "I'd never emasculate a black man." And the court did nothing. Judge McAfee didn't say, what did you just say? Hey, don't you know justice is blind? What are you doing? As an officer of the court, as a prosecutor, you can't say that. And it's certainly disqualifying. You can talk about the affair and all that. Her racism is much worse than the affair and the money she funneled Nathan Wade. The bigotry she displayed and the comfort with that bigotry, that's what should have disqualified her, but that's not what we do here in America. I'm going to extend the conversation and bring Shamika Michelle into the conversation. Before we do
folks, that's Jason Whitlock. We're going to take a break. We'll make some comments when we come back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is Tuesday. I want to remind you, our good friends over at Frederick Sales and Service, 30 years in the business, folks. Lawn care professionals love Frederick Sales and Service. Folks, they're Central Mississippi's largest X-Mark dealer. That's right, folks. When you're looking to upgrade to that zero turn, they have it there at Frederick's. Look, they have the financing. They've got the rebates. They've got it all. Plus, great customer service. They service everything they sell and all lawn care equipment, from weed eaters to blowers to tillers, the whole nine yards. They do it all at Frederick Sales and Service. Great folks. I commend them to you highly. They're located 1006 Highway 471 in downtown Brandon, a couple hundred feet from the railroad tracks, as a matter of fact. So you can't miss it. Get near the railroad tracks. Look on the other side. There they are. There they is. So come on down, Frederick Sales and Service. All right, folks, you just heard Jason Whitlock saying, folks, really, black Democrats are the racists. They're the ones keeping this crap going. And as he pointed out quite aptly, I might add, they're not trying to end racism. They just want to benefit from it. And this is what I try to get to my guilt-ridden white friends here in the city of Jackson who say they want better government. You can't have better government because you won't allow it. You're allowing these racist blacks who you think you're currying favor with because they smile at you and they treat you nice. But their policies stink. Nothing gets better. In fact, this is what the black racists are trying to tell you. Black Democrat racists. I got to add Democrat in there because it ain't all black people. It's black Democrats. You hear them when they talk about Trump. You can't engage them in a conversation for them to give cause, reason why Trump is such a bad person, why they hate him. Well, you know, he had a housing discrimination complaint. Okay. His dad had a housing discrimination complaint. And it was settled. And it's actually had more to do with the vouchers that the city of New York requires people to have. If you're going to have an apartment building, you got to give away so much of your product to the bums. Okay, and so that's what the real problem was with that. But his whole life, his personal life has been exemplary. This man has had over 574 different corporations, and he's hired black people throughout all of them. And if there were black people out there who would verify the racism aspect, don't you think they would have done it? But because you don't want to get right, and black Democrats are trying to tell you, the black races, that in the last 60 years here in the city of Jackson, here in the state of Mississippi, that the white man has thwarted them at every turn, and that's the reason why everything is broken in the black community. That's what Sally Norwood, the Black Caucus, Credell, and all these other politicians, that's what they're trying to tell you. That they did their gosh darndest, and we just couldn't overcome white racism. Well, we couldn't overcome it for you. Now, we doing all right. Me and my family living in Fat City. We got checks coming out the wazoo. That's what they want you to believe. And this is why I tell you, if I give a shameful plug for myself, I'm looking for 50 plus one. I ain't looking for all these angry blacks to vote for me. They ain't going to vote for me anyway because they're angry. They just want to make a living off racism. They ain't interested in fixing nothing. The evidence ain't nothing fixed. Ain't nobody stopping them. If they want to stop the goon squad, they can bring in every damn black lawyer they need to bring legal acumen to the case. But when it comes to educating our kids, ain't nobody interested. We got more damn PhDs in the black community now in education, and our kids are worse off. Make it make sense. It's black racist Democrats that are the source of this country's problem. Fannie Willis. Did you hear what the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown was saying? These people are idiots. She's basically calling for the suppressing of our First Amendment right. These people are not thinkers. That's why they can't tell you why they hate Donald Trump. I think even with her PhD and her law degree, Ketanji Brown's IQ must be hovering around 85 tops. Let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
What's going on? What's really going on?
I heard that Jason Whitlock monologue, too. And it, you know, I mean, you just amen it the whole time.
And that wasn't the whole thing, folks. Yeah, he goes into it even further. But you can go to Jason Whitlock and look up. It's got a picture of him and Fannie Willis. Fannie has a Ku Klux Klan hood on her face. So you can look and listen to it yourself. He's worthy of listening to. Mobile, he's right. Black Democrats are the most racist. They can't even give you reasons why they hate Donald Trump or hate anybody. They just angry.
Yeah. Of course, again, they have been made this way by white Democrats, but it's still ultimately their fault, no question about it.
Right.
But it's white Democrats, they got them here. And it's their inability to see the truth that keeps them there. I mean, it's a mental plantation, the way like Kanye West said while back, it's a mental plantation. And yet,
right.
And like Jason Whitlock said, white racism has been shunned and condemned while black racism gets rewarded. That's why you get more of it. And yeah, he's absolutely right.
Right.
There's no, that judge did what he did because he was afraid of the being called a racist.
Right.
And Fannie Willis could be as racist as she wanted to be because there's this mindset out there that black people can't be racist. Mm-hmm. But again, one black lady was trying to say the same thing. I mean, Elon Musk online hit the Twitter. She tried to tweet that black people can't be racist. And then they tweeted out the correct definition of racism, which is just against a certain race, not because you have power. Everybody has power. It's just a matter to what extent.
Mm-hmm.
Some black folks are hiring managers, so they have power.
Right.
It's because they say, well, they can't because we have no power to enforce it. Look at Fannie Willis. She has the power to enforce her racism.
That's
there
right.
You go.
That's right. And he's so correct that the disqualification should be on her comments about not emasculating a black man. That's what they did in Neshoba County when the trial of the murder of those three civil rights workers. They got the jury pool. They got the city. They got everybody on fire with racism. Fannie Willis is doing the same damn thing. And this is why I keep trying to tell black folks, I don't know why you think that this is a path forward. What would make you think that?
And it ultimately brings down the nation, which yep. is, of course, the goal of the globalists.
That's right.
They're using race. Class didn't work in this country to separate people. because there were too many folks who didn't mind to have what they have. We just wanted to be a part of them. They chose race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if some can't get on that, that race thing, we got them on that. We'll keep dividing them on race. And the media keeps pumping out race constantly, never letting us get over it. There's a movie out now, which is tanking in the box office, called the Society of Magical Negroes.
I didn't go see that crap. I saw the whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. the most dangerous animal on the planet is a upset white person. Now, again, if there was a line in a movie and you just reverse the race and say the most dangerous animal, any two white guys saying that about black people, that movie would get crucified. Now, it wouldn't have gotten made, and if it somehow managed to get made, we'd destroy it. Mm. Of course, this movie did not. Nobody's watching this movie because it's just blatantly racist, too.
Right.
But it's okay for black people to do these things. No, it's not okay.
Well, you know, if you think about it, just go back to your go back as far as your memory can go. When was the last time a black man was elevated? I'm talking about an actual male. Black male has been elevated for positive things. It's always the rappers. It's always the angry Negro. It's always the civil rights
players.
And Charleston White says something. I can't even play the clip because he cusses too much on it. But that brother nailed it. He said, look. He said, I was a community activist when I started out because I was broke. He said, once I started making money, I don't give a damn about them people. I'm caring about my kids. And the reason why I was a civil rights activist at the time is because I didn't have no money for my kids. So I got some folks to get behind me. They started funding me. And now I'm looking out. I can take my kids to get ice cream now. And see, that's the game. This is why I keep trying to tell guilt-ridden white folks. It's a game. They're playing you, and you're allowing our society to be destroyed because you won't let a brother like me come in there and break that bozo crap up at the door. These Negroes are full of crap, and I tell it to them to their face. This ain't working no more, man.
No, I agree that white guilt is the most destructive force on the planet.
Yeah.
Because that guilt is destroying the entire planet.
It gives
nonsensical guilt that they keep harboring on themselves.
It gives them cover.
You're not responsible for slavery. Everybody owns slaves. There's nothing unique to you all.
Mm-hmm.
So please get over it and force black folks to rise on merit. When we were rising on merit, we were some of the most creative people ever. Some of the most creative people in the world.
Teach, Mobile. Teach. That's right. When we were Negroes, and you know the lady at April? I can't think of. Over in Atlanta, she was saying the same thing that, you know, as black Americans, we got all this pride and very little accomplishments. We got more millionaires, more doctorates, more master's degree in all these different areas, and we're not making any progress. Our kids are worse off now under black PhDs than we were under folks who had no more than a high eighth grade education.
Exactly. Exactly. We're going backwards because the whole nation is going backwards. Black folks are the catalyst, one of the major catalysts for it, and we seem to be going backwards and further. The race relations has gone
and happy. Look, we moonwalking backwards. We moonwalking,
yeah, exactly.
Grinning like a Chessie cat. This is damn fools, brother. Look, we up
in the 80s. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I can't.
No. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh yeah, in the 80s. When the Cosby Show was the number one show on television, nobody saw the Cosbys as the black. They just saw them as
entertaining.
Entertained them.
Mm-hmm.
When Michael Jackson was the number one entertainer, Michael Jordan was the number one basketball player, nobody cared. Now, all of a sudden, you're supposed to not see color.
Man, please. Bro, I see him. And when I do, I cross the street. Brother, I got to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right,
brother. All right, folks, we're back. Folks, the pattern is clear. Jason Whitlock just said what everybody knows. Black Democrat racists are the problem in this country. Democrats in general are holding everybody back because their agenda is of demonic origin. And black Democrats are so gung-ho about it. Dude, I ain't got no problems with you being that. But why can't you be the salt that you spend 24 hours in the church? Everybody and their mama's a preacher. Where is the salt, brother? Where's the flavor? You can't stand up in the midst of those devils that you deal with and proclaim the gospel, and then you point to what you call a white nationalist or a Christian patriot redneck and say they're wrong because their fidelity to the Bible is evident in their lives and in their communities and is not in yours? Bro, get a grip. You're on. Listen, this notion when George Soros got these DAs and these people, these city council people to vote against the police, to take order out of your streets. They did the same thing with the schools. Under the guise of trying to protect some little knothead who didn't want to be in school, they punished every child in the classroom. They keep doing that. Black folks are the cheerleaders of that. The NAACP, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Urban League, all these folks are doing the work of evil. And we won't even look after our kids now. If we would get our educational situation squared away, our economic system would improve, our economic plight, our property values. You can't even get black people interested in doing it anymore. They'd rather shout me down for saying these things and shout Jason Whitlock down for saying those things. They're not interested in progress. They're interested in making their lives better. I promise you, if God give me scrint, I will break this up at the door. I'll break it up at the door. I'll wear a Klan hood with the face cut out so you know it's me. You people are ruining everything. 60 years of gain. Nowhere in the country can you point to show that your approach has produced any kind of fruit. Every area of life, from the gutters to the street lights to the schools, infrastructure, everything is broken. And you're trying to tell us that it's racism. The coach, and the team got shut out on every damn occasion, and you want four more years. A lie. I promise you. Lord, give me script. Lord, make my pimp hand strong. We're going to take a break. We're back in 22 hours. Peace.